This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Both Republicans and Democrats took to social media and the airwaves to express criticism of the debt limit deal reached between House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and the Biden administration. But as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains, there's not much wiggle room for either side or legislative chamber to reject the deal when lawmakers vote this week.
When pressed by a CBS anchor on whether he'll get all the votes needed and can guarantee the U.S. won't see a default, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries didn't hesitate.
Yes.
The deal will have to pass both the House and the Senate. The Treasury Department has warned that the debt ceiling must be raised by June 5th so the United States can cover all its financial obligations. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won re-election Sunday, extending his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade.
Surrounded by supporters, Erdogan thanked them for giving him five more years in power. He also ridiculed his challenger for his loss, saying bye-bye-bye Kemal, as supporters booed. Erdogan came just short of a victory in the first round of elections earlier in the month, the first time he failed to win outright, but he made up for it in the runoff. His win comes despite crippling inflation and the effects of a devastating earthquake 3 months ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia's Interior Ministry has issued an arrest warrant for U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham following his comments related to the fighting in Ukraine. Graham met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Friday. Zelensky's office later released an edited video of the encounter in which Graham notes that the Russians are dying and describes the U.S. military assistance to the country as the best money we've ever spent.